wouldn't mind cloning while we're talking sport and elite sport, just not too far away from Wimbledon. The Cricket World Cup is going on for the women, and last night the Aussies got the chocolates against India in their pool match and did it okay too, did it very comfortably in the end. Elise Perry is one person I wouldn't mind cloning from an athletic perspective. She's a superstar. She had a big hand in last night's performance as well for the Australian women's cricket team, and she's been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club this morning. Good morning to you, Elise. Congratulations.
Morning, Daniel.
Great to have you on board. Well done last night, because it was a big game for you. Both teams coming into that that game 4-1, and positioning for the all-important semis was crucial last night. What was the attack coming into the game?
Yeah, after an important match today, especially given the result of our last game against England where we didn't quite get over the line. So, pretty aware that, today's match and the last full match on Saturday were really important in terms of qualifying for the semis, but also, being in a really good position heading into the semis as well. So it was nice to play well today and have a pretty comfortable win in the end, which is great.
Just on that loss to England, we don't like to lose any time, but particularly to England in Cricket World Cups, at least, as you well know. What was the discussion after that about the way the team performed and how you could improve on that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of positives in the game, but probably a big one for us is we just, let ourselves down at probably crucial points in time and didn't quite play to the standard that, we'd like to. So, and England played really well. It was a great match, and I think we did reasonably well to hang in as long as we did. But, we bowled a bucket load of extras, which really cost us in the field, and then we just never quite got going with the bat. So it was really nice today to sort of have a chance to rectify that. And we had a few good chats during the week leading up to that to make sure that we came out and just fixed those things up. And in a lot of ways, it was probably a really good match for us to have against England and just highlight a few things and give us a little bit of a kick up the butt, I guess, leading into the more crucial stage of the tournament.
Hey, Elise, Meg won the toss and sent India in. Was that because of the way the pitch looked? And do you think that'll be the way, the tactic for the rest of the tournament?
Good question. I think it's probably a bit of a case-by-case situation. We actually played we've been playing a few games in Bristol where we played against India, but we're playing on a fresh wicket. We just weren't sure what it was going to be like. And I think, in the end, it was probably really good that we saw India bat on at first, because it was a fair bit different to the other wickets that we played on in Bristol. It was quite low and slow and turned a fair bit. So it was kind of nice to see that and then be able to adjust the way that we approached our batting innings. But, I think the way that probably limited overs cricket is at the moment, a lot of teams are now, choosing to bowl first because they're just not sure of the total that they're capable of putting on the board, or it just seems to be a bit easier to chase things. So, it'd be interesting to see going forward.
I think it was about the 30th over, India were about 1 for 104, so there was a bit going on at that moment. Were you comfortable with what you were able to restrict them to in the end?
I think so. Sometimes those lower 200 scores can be quite tricky chases. Again, I think with the pitch today, it was just turning a little bit and quite slow. It was always going to be tricky, but I think once you can get batters set and in, it makes things a lot easier, and we're sort of fortunate to have some really decent partnerships throughout our innings. And I think when you do that and you're able to get comfortable, a score like that normally, quite chaseable. So, it was really great that we were able to do that and sort of finish it the way that we did.
Well, you finished it beautifully. You talked about the partnerships. The opening partnership for the Aussies was fantastic. 62 with Nicole Bolton and Beth Mooney. Meg Lanning comes to the crease. She ends up 76 not out. But Elise, I mean, your average at the moment, the Cricket World Cup, is 104. 60 not out for you last night. You're in stellar form. Is it the best you've batted for a long time?
I'm not sure. I mean,
Elise, your average 104.
to be honest, I think, at various times during the tournament, I've probably been a little bit slow in innings, and the other night against England, it probably cost us in the end. So it's certainly been really nice to have some time out in the middle, and I love that, and it's been great to bat out there with Meg today and other people during the tournament. But it was nice to be just a bit quicker today and get things going. And I think our biggest test is still to come, and that's when everyone wants to play well. And, I guess in the semi-finals and hopefully the finals. So, it's been nice, but it probably counts for nothing at this stage until, potentially we win the competition.
You still got the one pool match left against South Africa. What were you going to do out of that game? Are you going to go into it unchanged? Will you potentially give a few girls a game they haven't played so far?
Yeah, well, I think the likelihood at this stage is that we'll potentially play South Africa in the semi. So from that point of view, it's always important to, I guess, stamp your authority as best you can in any match you play, especially if we play them back-to-back. They're a really aggressive attacking side. They've got some world-class players in there with both the bat and ball. And I think from our point of view, it'd just be really great in terms of building momentum to play some good cricket and play the style and in the manner that we want to play heading into the semis. And it's great for confidence for all of our players and the team in general. So, it'll be a good test. I'm really looking forward to playing at Taunton, which is, notoriously really quick. Flat wicket and a fast outfield, so I'm sure it'll be conducive to lots of runs.
Nice for a fast seam bowler as well, like yourself, Elise. We look forward to seeing you in action, the last pool game versus South Africa, and then of course the semis of the Women's World Cup. We appreciate your time. Good luck. Send our best to the girls. We'll be watching.
Will do. Thanks very much for the support.
Always a pleasure. Elise Perry with us on the Breakfast Club after the win over India last night.